while I was praying with the scriptures this week, it got me to thinking about the great gifts that God has provided for each one of us. And that first gift is the gift of our very lives themselves. But that gift of life also includes an equally important gift, and that is the gift of freedom. This came to me while looking at the readings because I thought that Jesus is kind of speaking in a very challenging way, suggesting that we should hate this life. But what I think Jesus is really suggesting is we should only hate this life if we allow this life to overtake our freedom. In other words, our exercise of freedom is an essential part of living the life that God has intended for each one of us. That intention is salvation. And we know that salvation has already been accomplished. In Jeremiah's words today, he speaks to the people of his time with the promise of salvation. We have the benefit of realizing that promise. And yet, the words in Jeremiah speaking of God writing on our hearts, that work has been done. The challenge for us is, are we freely paying attention to and carrying out those words that God has written on our hearts? It got me to thinking about even the foundation of our great nation, these United States of America. In the Constitution, they speak of these great gifts of God. They call them rights. And they suggest that they're unalienable. No one can take them away from us. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And yet, we often surrender our liberty in the pursuit of happiness. What we need to be reminded of is what God has written in our hearts is really what God desires for us out of love for us. But because he loves us, he gives us the freedom to say yes or no. And I think, unfortunately, life can be wonderful. So wonderful, in fact, that we overlook what God's purpose is for us in this life. And we're blinded to the gift of eternal life because we get so caught up in what's going on in this moment, in the world, within our own appetites. We can see that in the workplace, where people may be pursuing happiness at the expense of coworkers, at the expense of the corporation, at the expense of customers. We see it in government, where so-called civil servants are serving themselves. We see it in our own families. When we fail to put the needs of others before our own, that's what we need to be reminded of. That's why we come to this place to see Jesus, to remind ourselves that Jesus has written in our hearts what he desires for us, and it's for our own good. But Jesus also illustrates that there is a cost for that good. In the gospel today, Jesus is recognizing the cost of what is written on his heart. He, like us, is facing Good Friday, and he's troubled by that. But his response is, well, what should I do? Should I say, spare me this hour? But turning inwardly into his heart, in an honest and humble way, he recognizes that God has put him here for the purpose of this hour. And so for Jesus, he uses his life and his liberty to pursue true happiness, the joy of the gospel, the celebration of Easter. And that empowers him to endure the suffering that comes from Good Friday. We too have that opportunity to be empowered to endure our Good Fridays. That's why we come here. So let it be our prayer today that when we come forward, not just to see Jesus, but to consume Jesus, to become like Jesus. Let it be our prayer that we will recognize what it is God has inscribed in each one of our hearts. What is he calling each one of us to do? To live our life to the fullest, in complete and utter freedom and liberty, and to pursue the joy of the gospel.